We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to the footnote. We're in the second chapter, the second section of the book, the 13th chapter. The Chafetz Chaim writes, "Raga gam mima sheyadu shebavontino rabim kayom enam notnim min hashamayim mashirut lizman arbe rak leza min hashanim." Also, we know that nowadays they don't give wealth for an extended period of time, but from heaven, in our generation, says the Chafetz Chaim, they get, even a person that makes it wealthy, it's only for a period of a few years. And sometimes it's for a period of months. We have on tradition that poverty is like a wheel that spins in the world. That's why money is round, because sometimes you're on top, sometimes you're on bottom, and it keeps rolling from person to person. It doesn't stay by one person. No one person is wealthy for eternity. He could be wealthy, his children could be wealthy, but at some point the tide changes. So the Chafetz Chaim says, in our generation, the wheel is turning very fast. People are finding themselves on the bottom of the wheel very fast. Bavonteinu Rabim, obviously this is a product of our many sins. V'chimat en matzui shashir shechiyeh kol yamav b'osho. And you can't find the person who is wealthy and finishes his life with wealth. V'asibah lezem v'aretz en b'makom acher. And the cause for this is explained elsewhere. In ken ma'ra'ui lemishu chacham u'mevin midato. So therefore, a person who's wise and understands, so when he still has been given responsibility from heaven over a sum of money, and we discussed last time that we view money as a responsibility that's being granted to a person. So when he's granted this responsibility, and it's under his domain, he should do proper things with it, kindness, tzedakah. And it's very close to saying that it'll help him. That ultimately, if from heaven they see he's using his money wisely and properly, they won't take the money from him, and he might even remain wealthy, being that he's using it the way they want to from heaven. So here again, a person can't get carried away with emotions and lofty ideals. He has to sit with the rabbi and figure out halachically how should he allocate his tzedakah money. You can't get carried away. The halacha wants you to give tzedakah, the halacha wants you to do kindness, and the halacha wants you to do it in accordance with halacha. Not that a guy is over here, a guy tells me, I don't have money to buy a calling card, I don't have money to do my laundry, but I have to go give tzedakah. Wait a second, you do have to give tzedakah once a year, but you also have to do your laundry, you also have to do certain basic things in life. A person has to know the halachas of giving tzedakah. He can't just go around and give tzedakah when he himself doesn't have what to live off of. And even if a person does kindness and then he finds he's lost his wealth because of whatever sin that caused that in heaven they see that he's deserving of losing his wealth, just like the next guy who didn't do all this kindness, nonetheless, even if he finds he's lost his wealth, one thing he has, and that is the mitzvahs that he accomplished with his wealth. Whether the wealth will remain with him or not, we can't guarantee him. But we can guarantee him that if he uses it properly, then he has really gained for life. Because that kindness, that's something that's his, that no one can take from him.